Lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast.
Owen, you mind telling me what you're doing on this premiere podcast?
Comrade, finishing this fight. Oh, that was a joke from an old video game.
Oh, that is old now. So 12
years old. It's fucking old, right? Hang on, when did Halo 3 come out? I need to check this.
I remember playing Half-Life 2 when I was a kid, thinking this is the most up-to-date game ever, and I played it.
2007! That's 12 years ago!
That's what I just said.
I know, but it's still a long time.
When did Half-Life 2 come out? Because that game was my childhood. I should not have been playing Half-Life 2 as a child.
You shouldn't be playing Half-Life 2 at all. It's trash.
Half-Life 2's great.
It's alright. 2004. So that's about 15 years.
That's almost as old as mine. It's nowhere near.
not even close. Welcome to Think of the Children. Here on this podcast, we destroy your childhood and then present its corpse in a grim presentation for all the world to see. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Little.
And you're listening to us once again. Probably not on time again. We've been bad at keeping the schedule recently. It comes out every week. What more do you fucking want?
Jesus Christ, man.
It's like a fun surprise. You get it when you get it, and that's fucking all right.
We're not secretly encouraging government overthrowing revolution behind the scenes
I'm
about not being on time with a fucking podcast.
I'm active.
Do you know how hard it is to make Molotov cocktails and buy Kalashnikovs? It's fucking hard.
We've got to arrange paramilitary organizations to fucking fly in and help us destroy the government. It takes time. We learned from our invasion of, what was it, Switzerland?
No.
Sweden?
Sweden.
Yeah.
Sure. We invaded one of them. One of the Swaz.
One of the Swaz in the north somewhere, in the frozen north.
Is Swaziland a place?
I think. Yes, it is. It's in Africa somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's a name that's like Swaziland. Yeah, sounds like something out of a cartoon. You're like, oh no, yeah, it's real cool.
It's a country in Africa, yeah. So how are you doing, Chief?
Yes.
Grand.
Let's go with that.
Sure. I'm all right, I guess. Let's do that. Okay, so we're here to do our terrible thing that we do every single week. First of all, I want to apologize for last week's episode being the horniest thing ever made.
Don't ever apologize.
Just skip that one on your next re-listen, maybe. I don't know. I'm not your dad. Just definitely don't listen to it with your kids, because it's just probably...
That is one of my favorite episodes we've ever made.
It was good. Like, it was funny. It's just like, Jesus Christ.
Apparently, was it last episode where you did the gooseberry thing?
Yeah, the gooseberry fall. I just didn't think that I'd write down the sentence, discuss the finer details of raccoon sex, ever in my life. And then here we are.
My friend would listen to it, because she was like, I'm going to listen to your podcast. I was like, cool, don't. But
cool. My first reaction when everyone says it to me. Yeah.
I was laughing about the latest title of the episode. It was just animal dick. And she was like, I'm going to listen to it. And apparently that gooseberry bit was playing as her friend came into the front room where she was listening to it without headphones on.
Oh, no.
And she was like, what are you listening to? And she was like, Joe's podcast. I was like, ha, 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 ha.
What's your friend's name, out of interest?
Eleanor,
okay.
Or as I like to call her, cunt.
Eleanor, you cunt, this is the gooseberry fool. I'm going to steal your gooseberries and use them for sexual energy. So that's the gooseberry.
Eleanor, I'm going to beat you to death.
Okay. So with that
Which
said,
I was going to do anyway, but now I've announced it, so I have to do it.
That said, Jay, now that we've insulted one of your friends, I need to ask you, that's as funny. CFO of our organisation, how did
ask away.
Quick Draw McGraw : he has hands now do at market?
I don't even remember that.
It was quick. It's Quick Draw McGraw : he has hands now.
I honestly thought we just ruined Animal Cock in general.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I was too busy doubling down on the Animal Cock front. I thought that's what we were going into. I guess we have no money for a result from that.
Oh,
it's lost in the books, my dude.
It's lost.
I've got a lot of baculums in the back room. But it turns out the most we could do is find out how old some raccoons are. Like, what the fuck?
I forgot about that. You can fucking tell how old they are by looking at their dick bone. Oh, Jesus.
You can tell how old I am.
Fuck. just ask the man. Don't cut his dick off. That's just not cool.
If somebody came out to me with a knife, I'm like, this man wants to know how old I am.
Just have this mental image of us like
walking through
a
town at night and a guy pulls out a knife. He's like, you ready to go? And I'm like, 21! I'm 21!
Oh, Christ. So maybe don't listen to episode 36 with your children, maybe.
Don't, but listen to it because it's fucking great.
It's a very good episode. But this episode will be even better, we hope. We're going to do it now. Here's a fun thing. I've not prepared anything.
I have one.
So what's yours? You want to do yours?
Yeah, let's do mine because it's a wealth of untapped, terrible things. Mm-hmm. Mostly because the person who wrote it was a terrible person. We're going to talk about Alice in Wonderland, my dudes.
Alice in Wonderland is a very rich, deep vein that I think we can strike. And, like, here's... Okay, gang, just a heads up. We struggled on that Disney episode for some reason. I don't know why, because, like, it's not hard to think of a Disney film. But then when you're like, what are Disney
films? Think of a Disney film now, go.
No, this is not a bit. I genuinely can't think of any.
No moment. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Ocean Calm. We got there.
Oh yeah.
So we'll do Alice in Wonderland now as recompense. Have you got any ideas for how we could do it, perhaps? Or
I don't know, because there's easy ways to like, just like our default ways of just like it's Alice is on drugs.
Ooh.
Or, like, Alice has like a weird. Like comes back and she's like, we go down the browsers room. She's like, oh, Alice is like 21 now and she's gonna fuck everyone.
Oh no, Mr. Caterpillar, I seem to have lost my I don't know
entire butthole. It's Alice in Wonderland, bitches.
Alice has got no asshole.
Sure.
Why fucking one. Not?
Yeah, we ruined. That's it. Yeah, we got it. Alice has no asshole in this version.
The thing is, it's not that different. It's the same thing, but Alice says, I need to
show you. The doorknob is like, you have to show me your butthole. She's like, fuck!
No, in my head, it's exactly the same, but Alice just occasionally says, I really need to shit and can't. Just like directly into camera every so often. She's like, it's the same film, but I have to shit, but I can't.
I have no butthole and I must shit. The new psychological sci-fi horror by Harlan Ellis.
That's the title for the episode. Fuck. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening, I guess. Oh, God. Okay, that's very good. And I think that's... I think the obvious idea is it's drugs, it's porn. But this is... Yeah. That's tame. That's timid. I think we could fuck with Alice in Wonderland a little bit. Because I'm going to just quickly jump on the Wikipedia page for Alice in Wonderland and see what jumps out at me.
What's some other, like, famous alternate worlds from, like... Oh... That's an idea. Well, that's a famous alternate worlds from, like, this. You've got, like, Narnia.
Wonderland. Those are the only two.
No, there's other ones, I swear to God.
The Matrix.
Terabithia. The Matrix, yeah.
Maybe Neo is there. No, maybe, like, Morbius. Morpheus from The Matrix.
Morbius?
Yeah, shut up. Morpheus from The Matrix is there.
My favourite character, Mobius Strip. I like how he's got only one side. And that side is to take the red pill.
His legs go on forever, literally.
It's the Matrix. Anything goes.
Mobius got them gams. Fucking hell.
Got them mad carbs.
Got them carbs for days.
Yo.
I like the idea of okay. So there's like I really like the scene in Alice in Wonderland with the tea party. That's like one of my favorite scenes.
What if we just make it the tea party from American Politics?
See, this is not a bad idea. I
actually don't know what that is. People keep saying
yeah,
it.
Neither do I.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, go for it. My fun fact, listeners, my father, who listens to this podcast, God knows why, I don't know what his opinion of me must be, when he was doing Alice in Wonderland, he was the Dormouse, and he had one line, and that was it, and that sort of sums up my entire family's legacy, I suppose.
On more positive news, the Pea Party movement is an American fiscally conservative political movement.
Oh, that Tea Party. I thought you meant something else.
Yeah. No. I wasn't really sure what it was.
Yeah, fuck him then. Yeah. Not crazy about him, to be honest.
I'm assuming that, like, because I'm assuming it's not just, like, about taxes. This
no,
about
not that. Anymore. As a socialist, no, we're not getting into that. This will take too much time. You can join us over on our new politics podcast. Everything is completely fucked next week.
This one dude has really weird teeth. I don't like him.
Okay. I was thinking
he looks like God made him and then like was putting his teeth on and went, ah. And he's like, that'll do. He's like slipped slightly and pulled them down. He's like, oh, shit.
I was thinking Alice in Wonderland, but we make it kind of like Come Dine With Me. So all the different characters are at the, are at the tea party and they have to, and but it's insane. So like the Mad Hatter's like, you know, I created from, I don't know why he's Tigger. I made a diff with fucking dice in it. I don't know. I'm not good at this part. I mean, we would.
Not gonna lie,
we would. If like, oh,
I'd put dice in my anus.
Oh, a nice D20. Beautiful, tasty.
Slides right in there.
Slides right up in there and doesn't come out. Believe me. Take it from me, boys and girls.
Excuse me.
Don't put dice up your ass. They're sharp and they don't come out. You've got to kind of wait.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
You've got to kind of wait for them to pass.
Just don't put a D4 up there.
Ooh, no, I don't want to put a cow drop in my asshole, thank you. So,
that's a different kind of satanic.
Have you got any ideas what we could do with Alice in Wonderland, maybe?
I don't know. You said it was a deep vein, but I've got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, same. I mean, because, like, the deep vein is drug. Like, that's the deep vein, right? So
we can make a shoujo harem anime out.
Oh, yes, we definitely can! That's amazing! Fuck! Okay, so Alice-chan is the protagonist. Okay, and like she has all the different boys, you know, you've got Caterpillar Kun, Cheshire Cat Kun, Mad Hatter Senpai.
It's called Shogeki no Arasu.
Which translates to?
Well, Arasu no Kyojin, which is Attack on Alice
is great.
That's some weird undertones there.
Yeah, but no, but that's because it's like that one. Oh, what's
it's a romantic. It's a romantic assault. They're like trying to win her affection.
Yeah, that, and then it turned into like you know, psychological horror like halfway through. So like you know, exactly. Eventually Caterpillar Kun is like you know tries to kidnap her because he goes full on yandere, and maybe.
So then it just turns into a shonen battle manga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd watch that. I would watch that.
I actually probably would. You know what? We take the piss. I'd watch that. I'd watch half a romantic comedy, half a shonen battle manga. That'd be great.
I think that's just Megalobox.
Oh, shit.
No, Madaka Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, Madaka Box.
That's good.
That's a good manga. Everyone should check it out.
Everyone should read that manga. I know mango. My mangoes and my anines.
Batmango, what the fuck?
Yeah, my mangoes and my anines, you know. There's the show.
I love a good anime.
Yeah, you know, where the boy harnesses the ultimate power and defeats the evil man.
I want an ahagao shirt really badly. Is that bad?
I don't know what that is.
Just Google it later.
You fucking weeaboo.
Yeah. Dude, it's even worse when you see it.
Should we move on then?
Yeah, sure.
Let's move on. Let's have a look. We've got any listeners suggestions? Yes, we do. I got one here from Sarah at I'm Your Hero on Twitter and patron of the show, Sarah Meaden. Thank you very much. And she suggests GAC.
Did we do this?
We have not done GAC yet. Because I remember.
I swear to God, we did.
No, we haven't done GAC.
It was like the first. We did like one of those like goop shows in the first episode.
No, GAC isn't a goop show. GAC is just a goop.
Oh, yeah, it's a Nickelodeon GAC, isn't it?
Yeah, GAC is like a toy. It's like slime. It's like toy slime. It's a Nickelodeon toy. It's like a toy slime. It's like the Nickelodeon goop, but sold to kids. Just it's like goop that you it makes a fart sound when you squeeze it.
So do I.
Fucking stupid fucking joke.
Oh god.
The name has originated. Okay, the name had originated as a street term for heroin. So there we go. That's it. We're done.
Make it heroin. No, that's what we usually do. We have to.
We can't
improve.
Make. Yeah, you're right. We can't make it heroin. What can we do with GAC?
Shoujo battle manga about.
Can't just make everything shoujo battle manga. As much as I want to make everything shoujo battle manga, we can't.
A visual novel where it's GAC trying to, like, get with people's fingers. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing: it's like a very sticky thing. They made like scented ones. They did like you know ones that change color.
We make new scents.
Okay. Now before you say anything, they did do some as like you know. Bacon, garbage, and stinky shoe. So, like, and also, like, pizza and baby powder. So, like, you know, they're already a little bit buck wild. So, like, what are you thinking?
Alternative option, just as a side note.
Okay.
I'm going to do, like, a 2-minute tangent. It's not going to take long. Actually, not even going to be 2 minutes. It's not even 2 minutes. Okay. It's literally just a tangent.
Okay.
Basically, Smirnoff does, like, really weird flavored vodka shots. And most of them are pretty normal, right? They're, like, you know, salted caramel or toffee pudding or some shit. But they do bacon vodka.
Oh, I've heard about that.
It's disgusting. Yeah. What if we just did that, but with the smells from Nickelodeon GAC?
So what, you have like pepperoni pizza vodka, baby powder vodka, garbage vodka, sunscreen, vodka, that will kill you.
Yeah, we rebrand Gak as the sound you make when you do these shots. We brand off with Smirnoff.
This is very
like, hey, we're like, hey, Smirnoff, so you know Nickelodeon Gak, and they're like, duh,
we know,
because they're Russian.
That's is their want.
Yeah, and we're like, yo, so, like, how about we take the terrible, like, smells they made, and we make that with your vodka, and combine it, and they're like, niet, and we're like, well, too fucking bad, Ivan? I couldn't think of a Russian name. Yuri? Let's go with Yuri.
Or they could say, I can't even... I put... This is an excellent idea into Google Translate, and I can't even fucking begin to pronounce that. There's about five vowels next to each other. Like, what do you want me to do here, Russia? Jesus.
Learn the Cyrillic alphabet, you fucking crazy.
Hey, listen. I can't even... I can barely read English. Here's my fun one for Gak. Here's my fun one. Leaning into the smells thing again. Like, we could, like, you know, go with Yankee Candle. And sort of, like, you know... We make like very terrible like Yankee candles that are squishy. Mine's not as good as yours, but I still
I do like the. Oh no, we can combine it. Is it the we could no? We just make the most clusterfuck product with this shit. Okay. Like we're so desperate for Gak to make a comeback, we've made it multifunctional.
Okay.
So not only is it vodka and drinkable, but you can make it make fart noises, but also it's a candle.
I mean, all vodka is a candle when you really think about it. Like, you could set fire.
It's a very...
very brief, bright candle, but a candle nonetheless.
I froze vodka once somehow.
Yeah, you told... That... Yeah, you've mentioned this on the podcast. Like, it was really cheap vodka, and, like, you froze
Yeah, we
it.
Should not have drunk it.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It's, like, mostly just... It's, like, just, like, mostly ethanol.
I don't even know if it's water. I don't know what the fuck Morrison's put in that shit, but Jesus Christ.
There you go, Morrison. This is a call-out. Your vodka froze.
I don't even like vodka, and your vodka sucks.
So what's your new favorite vodka flavor? Mine is going to be definitely sunscreen flavored vodka. what else can we make into like, terrible vodka flavors for the children to enjoy?
Earwax.
Earwax is good.
Oh, that fucking banana cowpole flavored shit you'd get.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That like as a vodka shot, but that's actually just that.
Period.
That's just blood, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's period blood.
That's still blood.
Okay,
dude.
Okay, blood. Okay, there's two. There's blood and there's blood brackets, period.
We could do one that just induces PMS if you're determined to go down the period route. And women, you know for a fact that like girls would just come home and with their dick-ass boyfriend and be like, you're going to drink this shit and I'm going to sit here and laugh at you. And I'll be like, ha, whatever, I could take it. And then like 20 minutes later, they're like under the bed crying and furiously masturbating.
What the whoa, okay, Jesus, this took a dark turn.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've
never experienced PMS, so I can't.
I regret taking us into the period sort of.
Well, now you've done it. I knew a guy once. I came in, not to be too personal, but I came in. That's not really that personal. It's just guys, if you're upset about periods, like fuck
throw
you.
The fuck up. Like fuck, come on.
Go the fuck away and don't ever speak to women till you come in.
We could do beef casserole vodka. I'm just looking at Harry Potter Bertie Bott's every flavour beans and dating vodka idea for that now from really Gak slime.
I bought my friends some of the actual ones and they look like we're gonna vomit, so I can't wait for these to come out and then we buy them.
You can get your new sunscreen-flavoured Bertie Bott's Heavy Flavour Beans now. No, Bertie, no, fuck. You can get your new sunscreen-flavoured vodka at Morrison's. It will freeze, but, you know, it's there.
You know it'll be cold, because it'll be ice.
It'll be ice cold, literally. You will have
you can get vanilla ice to, like, do the marketing and everything.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm into it. So
he's got ice in the name. That's the comedy.
But yeah, you can also make.
Also, he did a song called Ice Ice Baby. That's also the comedy.
Yeah, you can also make it into.
It's
a
still
candle.
Funny when I explain the joke and also keep interrupting you.
Sorry, you can also make it into a candle and you could squeeze it to make the vodka fart, which is good, just like Jay. On your action figure, that's one of the features. You squeeze him and you fart.
You can do a vodka shot.
Vodka shot. Fuck.
Everyone said a vodka shot.
Should we move on?
Yeah, sure.
Cool beans. You got any more, or do you want me to give you another one?
Oh, I was going to say one. Fuck.
Let me serve you one up. Let's see what happens. Yeah. This one's from my list of things. I've just been, I just add to this every like time someone says, oh, do you remember this? I'm like, yes, I do. Thank you for the content.
Muchas gracias.
I don't know if you remember this show. You probably don't. There was a show on CBBC way back that involved a talking dog and an idiot boy, and it was called Watch My Chops.
Oh.
The theme song to that show is still stuck in my head. It's been years.
I loved that show.
Watch My Chops. Watch My Chops. Yeah, so Watch My Chops was a show about an idiot named Bernie and his talking dog, Corneil. The dog could talk, but we couldn't tell anyone that the dog could talk. The dog was very intelligent. He was like Brian Griffin, if like Brian Griffin wasn't the worst.
Had class.
Oh yeah, or had like any kind of charisma, and wasn't the worst, and wasn't created by the worst man. You know, Seth MacFarlane's not the worst man, but he's a garbage boy. So there's that. He's got like a northern. He's like northern. He likes to read and write, and he's great. We love him.
Bernie looks like the fish that bullies SpongeBob in that one episode of SpongeBob where he gets bullied.
Yeah. Bernie's an idiot. He's dumb. But he's a nice boy. He's nice but dumb.
It's French?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it's French. Yeah. A lot of our shit was made by the French. It's weird. So how can we ruin Watch My Chops, do you think?
They're engaged in a relationship.
I don't know how I feel about having a teenage boy want to fuck a dog.
That's a good point.
That's on you, but all right.
Let's not do that. I forgot he was a teenager.
Okay, no, so here's the idea. We make Corneil human, right? So work with me on this. I like your idea, and I like where your head's at. We make Corneil a human man. Shut up. No. This is going to be an artsy drama piece for the children, right? He becomes a human... Yeah, Corneil is a human man now, but he's a mute, right? He's, like, you know, taken, like, a vow of whatever, or, like, his tongue got cut off in Vietnam or whatever, or something. For whatever reason, he can't talk. And I'm not saying the Vietnam War, he just went to Vietnam and lost his tongue. That's all it is. So, yeah, and then, like, you know, but he can talk. And he only speaks to Bernie. He's like, don't tell anyone else, that no one else can know. And then they fall into a deep romantic love. But no one else will understand... You know, Corneil's parents, John and Beth, they wouldn't get it. They don't understand about him, about his ability to speak, and also his want to put Bernie's cock in his mouth. I don't know where I'm going with this anymore. But that's.
So you just want to make gay porn?
It's not porn. It's artsy cinema for the children.
If it's artsy French cinema, it's
porn. Yeah. It's all tastefully shot. Like, you know, it's like a sex scene in any movie. Like. You know, it's not like we just fucking straight up... You don't go into a movie theater and watch Hugh Jackman fucking rail someone for like 5 minutes. It doesn't happen.
I mean, I would, but...
I mean, I would, but it's tasteful... So would most humans, I think. But it's tastefully shot, and it's like, you know, it's like it's all like, you know, it cuts... It, like, they start the act. There's like a few shots of them like kissing each other's necks, and then it fades to the next morning. And that's all we do.
All right.
And then we splice it.
I've been reading the same line on the fucking Wikipedia article like 4 times. I need. No, it's not even funny. I don't know what it means. Her goal is to her that Bernie is his good shots by the dint of persuasion.
Let me just control F and find this line.
I don't know what that means. So, I don't know if I'm.
So
just
it's talking.
Tired.
Yeah, it's talking about Martha, a classmate of Bernie's. She's intellectual and often skeptical of Bernie's claims. Martha takes care of the school newspaper that has many causes to defend and is. And its network of informants allowed it to be effective. Her goal is to her that Bernie is his good shots by the dint of persuasion. Yeah, you're correct. That makes no sense.
What?
Okay, so the people that write this artsy romance film, the people that wrote this Wikipedia page. So all the dialogue is filled with, like, you know, I am and love you, Bern. And, you know, shit like that. It's, like, written,
but
like...
Also, when we, like, hire people, we have to make it so that, like, we're going to be, like, we're doing this really artsy thing where we have these moments where, like, the lines are written dodgy, but you have to do them fully
seriously. Yeah, you need to fucking, people, yeah, commit.
But everybody has a different version of the script.
Oh,
so,
that's
like,
very good!
We'll do that line. And then, the guy who was calling us, like, he'll turn to camera and be like, what the fuck are you saying? And then they'll just carry on in the scene.
Yeah, that's very good. Oh, okay, no, that's incredible. I'd watch that.
I'd watch that. I'd watch two men fuck each other.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we have to fill the quota of the Brazzers quota, so we'll just splice in 5 minutes of completely unrelated gay porn in the middle of it. Like, just two different actors, different location, different time of day. Just, you know, something I've stolen off the internet. And that's just in there for 5 minutes. And that's just, that fulfills the Brazzers quota.
Well, no, you know what they could do? They could watch it together, and then that's when they realise that they want to fuck.
And then they do, and then...
Yeah, it's like
and
that
then
moment,
that's tastefully
like,
shot. We show the entirety of them two watching gay porn, MST3K style, fucking commenting on it and everything, in weird disjointed English. having two different conversations, and then they just then it cuts to tasteful sex scenes, and the movie ends with Corneal the boy getting turned into dog food because he fell in a dog food machine, and it's tragic.
Okay,
you got to have tragedy in these artsy gay sex, mate. You got to have tragedy.
All this is reminding me of what I did earlier today.
What the fuck did you do earlier today? Like, what?
I went on r/twink.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
I saw a lot of buttholes.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I don't really want to see girl buttholes.
You're a fool. But you're a damn fool.
I was just there like, cool.
Why were you?
There were some hot dudes on
there.
Yeah,
there are a lot of hot dudes on the internet. It's great. I love it.
Are you on r/twinks right now?
No. Oh, that's a penis. That's a penis. How does his fucking taint go down that far? That's unreasonable. This is all the same man. Fucking hell. Oh, wait, no, they're just... It's three different men that own the same hoodie. Okay, that's fine. Should we move on? Because I'm getting distracted by all the cute boys on r/twinks.
This is like when I mentioned r/girls with neon hair and you spent, like, the entire episode on that.
By the way, fellas, twinks is my type, so, you know, hit me up. I think it's about that time, Jay, that we take a little trip to the advertiser zone. The money...
Apparently, I'm an otter.
Oh. Yeah, you are. I don't know what I am.
I'm skinny and hairy.
I don't know what I am. I'm just like some slightly chubby, fat gay man that wants to...
I'll tell you what you are. Coming with me to the ad break.
Oh, that's very clever. Cowing around, crushing the stalks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, cropping the salt. Hello, welcome to the homosexual photography room.
Oh, I thought we were literally coming together into the ad break.
Oh, no, see, I'm not going to do that because that's gross.
Please don't look under the table then.
Yeah, welcome to the sort of like the Greek statue room. You know, there's a lot of tasteful Greek statues in here. A lot of very, you know, statuesque men, you might say, because they are statues.
That's what I was coming to.
What, the Greek men?
Yeah.
They're all very attractive. They are also Greek.
Apparently, I didn't know this. I learned this on Sawbones. Apparently, Greek men, like the famously being like super gay, was mostly because they hated women. And they were super assholish about it.
Great. Thanks, Greeks. Yeah. You fucking jerks.
But Sparta was apparently pretty cool.
Sparta was. Child abuse, yeah, Sparta was alright.
I remember Sparta was pretty cool with women as a whole.
Yeah, so long as you... And they were cool
Athens
with...
Athens was the worst.
Yeah, Sparta was also cool with the gays. Like, you know, as long as you, like, didn't take it, you were still alright, I think.
Because their idea was that you would be more willing to die for a man you loved than for any other man.
Yeah.
So they encouraged it, and that's all. Yeah. I don't know, remember where I heard that, but I heard that somewhere.
Listen, I'm just saying I'm more likely to die for someone who's been inside me, I guess.
Or I've been
right,
inside.
As someone who's had some people inside him, I'm not willing to die for any of the random Grindr hookups I've had, if I'm honest. Speaking of random Grindr hookups, there's a place where you can go to meet those people, and that's Schlurp in Oswald Street.
Oh my god!
Again, no, Schlurp, if you ever want to cancel these advertisements, just send me an email.
Has Bonnie told you if they've listened to them?
I don't know, and Bonnie has said they haven't listened to them, and I keep telling Bonnie, tell them not to listen to us, please. For God's sake.
Schlurp, if you're listening to this, I'm really not that sorry, because these are very...
I'm not saying fuck them in Schlurp. I'm just saying, like, meet them, have a milkshake, have a nice time, and then go get to their house and get railed.
Technically, you shouldn't really fuck somebody anywhere but your own house.
Yeah, well, you've not been on Grindr. In fact, for the rest of... just real quick, for the rest of this podcast, I'm going to open my Grindr, and I'm going to have it just open, and I'm going to see if I get any messages at the end of it. And if I do, I'll read some out.
I guess.
Yeah, because...
You could do that.
Honestly, yeah. This is one of the funniest things I can do as a human being. Like, a lot of times... I've already got messages. I want you to show me how good gay sex can be.
I'll never forget that one you sent. Okay. You sent that to us that looked like a person trying to be a real life anime person.
That was my photo.
No.
The joke. No.
The guy with blue hair, like 5.
Fuck you! He was cute.
He looked like 12.
He was cute. Fuck off! You didn't see the other photos.
Did you fuck him?
No, I did not. Because every...
And I don't fucking care, do I?
Everyone fucking ghosts me in the end. But you know what won't ghost you? Schlurp. Schlurp has all kinds of good shit.
Unless you fuck somebody.
Unless you fuck someone in there. Schlurp's got all kinds of good desserts you can eat. While you're getting railed, I guess.
Like a dude's butthole.
This is a very gay episode.
I'm feeling it, dog. Yeah, you can do that, and it will... And, you know, Schlurp, they have got good prices, but we can help you get the prices even better. If you mention our podcast or the name of Not Saving the Realm, our other podcast, you can get a cool 10% discount. And that's pretty fucking good, if I do say so myself. you know, you don't want to spend too much money when you, you know, you're just going out to meet someone to get fucked. So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they're a prostitute, then I guess you kind of have to.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, support sex workers, guys, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, do it. Don't be mean to sex workers.
Don't be mean to sex workers. Sex workers are just doing their fucking best, like, and their jobs. Leave them the fuck alone.
Dude, jeez. Most of the people bitching about, like, sex workers wish they would get paid for
sex. Wish they could get paid for sex, yeah, for sure.
Unfortunately, they're all, like, 20 stone and have neck beards. And even if you don't physically, you do...
You do emotionally, like, in your soul.
Emotionally and spiritually.
In your soul.
And sexually. And religiously. And all the other adverbs. Tably. Numerically. Psionically.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Also, a quick thing, you can go to twitter.com, which is a website that we use... and follow us over there for updates about the show and all sorts of other good shit. If you do that and follow us, you might be named my best friend for the week, which is fun. You know, it means that we get all kinds of benefits. You know, we can hang out and we can do each other's nails and talk about boys.
I need to do my nails.
I need to do my nails too, but I'm at work tomorrow. I can't do it, which is annoying.
Can you not wear nail...
I can't wear... No, not in a food restaurant, you fool. What are you on about?
I don't know. I don't know if you just wear gloves or
no, something. No, we don't wear gloves. We're not allowed to wear nail polish. It sucks major dick. But when I start going to uni, going to be wearing a lot more nail polish. My best friend this week is Ramona Giles at Ramona G Music. She's great. I love her very much. She's a friend of mine and a friend of the show. She also did our branding. She did our logo and stuff. So you can get that on a mug if you want.
Fucking nerd.
What? Who's a nerd? Them or Ramona?
Sure.
Sure, why not? So, Ramona, thank you so much for supporting our show and for, like, making our... Like, you don't want to see the terrible placeholder art I had made.
I don't think I've ever seen it. You have to see
it. Yeah, no one is allowed to see it. It's very bad.
I'm going to show everyone.
I'll tweet it.
I'm going to put it on Instagram.
I'll tweet it. I think I might have already tweeted it. Should we go back to the main portion of the episode then, Jay, and talk about the rest of it?
I'm just going to... Y'all come along. I'm just looking at the statues.
Well, we'll do that later. For now, however, let's just go back to the main portion. Oh, I fucking went... I had asked Twink open in a tab, and there's just like a fucking full-on dick just like directly in my face now.
Let me see it. Send it to me.
Do you really want to see this random guy's penis?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay. It's a penis.
Okay. No, I'm not saying you are. I don't want to see his penis, and I put dick in my mouth professionally. Not professionally anymore. What are you talking about?
Professional.
Hello, welcome back. We're back from the statue room. Jay, how you doing?
Oh, and I have some bad news.
What's that?
I knocked over literally all the statues in the statue room.
Those were expensive! That's where half the money comes from.
I know.
Half the fucking money we make is like that. We're renting that space out as a museum. Michelangelo's yeah. David was on loan to us in there.
Well... Now it's in multiple loans.
Jay, that's a crime, I think, to destroy or deface, like, you know, Michelangelo's David. I think we need to go on the run.
It's fine. They'll never find out.
They will, though, because here's the problem, Jay. The director of that museum is coming around our place today. Oh, no, it's a sitcom trope.
Well, I guess you're fucked. I'm going to kill the bitch.
I'm going to close r/twink now because he accidentally opening it in that same picture of that semi-hard penis that like, keeps popping up.
I'm disappointed that it wasn't hard.
Honestly. It's a nice penis, to be fair. I'll put that in my mouth.
Is it? I don't know. I don't really...
Yeah, it's not a bad dick.
I don't really find genitals attractive in general.
No, I mean, I don't as a rule.
I'm
but...
more of a boob man.
Yeah.
Or an shame ass man. Or a whatever... Just I like pretty people.
I'm a people man. I just like people, and the problem I have is everyone on earth is hot and I'm not, and it makes me sad.
Well, we can continue the fallacy that everybody's hot. But we all know deep down that
No, I know everyone's not, but like I find literally everyone attractive. It's a genuine problem that I think I have.
Owen, you just don't have standards.
I have standards. Fuck you.
Not very high ones, apparently.
I'm speaking in hyperbole, obviously. It's just that, like, there's a lot of people that I think are very cute. Japan is a nation of hot people, right? Like, everyone in Japan I saw was hot. There you go, Japan. How do you feel? I've objectified your whole nation. Now maybe stop fucking doing that to women in your animes, you buffoon.
That's actually a good shout. Yeah. Just make every anime like Kaguya-sama Love is War.
Yeah, do that.
Which is honestly one of my new favourite animes of all time.
This one comes to us from Bonnie Lewis, friend of the show. Bonnie Lewis, thank you. And they suggest Trolls, the little fellas with the hair.
Oh, where you stick the pencil up their ass.
What? No? What?
Yeah.
What?
You can put them on the end of, you can put them on the end of a pencil.
What?
You can put them on the end of a pencil. Then
I mean, yeah, you can, but like, you know, you can also put my ass on the end of a pencil. It doesn't mean it's good to put on that.
Depends on the context, I guess.
Thing is, I don't know if Bonnie's talking about the TV show Trolls, which was bad, or the toys, which are bad in a different way.
I don't know. Either way, I'm sure they're going to give you an earful for not understanding.
Well, no, because they will, because they'll be like, I very made it very clear to you in a Facebook message 14 years ago where which one I meant. I'm like, I don't remember Facebook messages, and just send them to the Twitter, you fool. I will forget.
Send them to
Bonnie.
Come on,
come on, Bonnie, step your fucking game up.
Come on, bud. Just send them to Twitter.
Send them to at TOTCast on Twitter.
Email us.
Speaking of which, if you have a suggestion, email us at totcast@gmail.com. A fun email address.
A fun weeb mail address.
A fun weeb mail address. Occasionally, I'll just send you anime recommendations.
I mean, I could do that.
as long as it's not Infinite Stratos, it's great.
I'm choosing to believe Bonnie's talking about the toys. So how can we ruin the troll doll toys?
We partner with r/toy.
What, just make, like, fucking tiny, like, just give the trolls, like, semi-hard dicks, is that what you're trying to say? Because no. They already come, like, naked. So, like...
But it's like verified models on that subreddit.
Yeah, they've already got, like, weird faces, right? So just imagine a troll naked with a semi-penis, like, at half chub. Oh, that's a disturbing image, actually.
Because it's also, like, they're wrinkly as well. And yeah. And half-chub penises are still kind of wrinkly, like a regular penis.
Yeah. What? No, don't like that. Thanks, Jay. You just turned me straight. Good job.
I feel really bad. Also, we partner again with Smirnoff and make it so that if you put enough pressure and the pencil... Cum-flavoured Smirnoff vodka comes out.
Delicious. Sun cream-flavoured troll cum.
No, I meant like literal cum-flavoured vodka.
Oh, right, okay. I thought it was like, you know, cum-flavoured like with different Smirnoff.
Also, if
flavors.
We made cum-flavoured vodka, nearly every woman on the planet would like get it and be like, sit at her boyfriend and be like, all right, you're trying this.
Now you know how it feels, motherfucker.
Like, which one is it? The cum or the PMS? You gotta find out! It's your son!
Guess what? Both. I mean, you mix them both together. Whoa. That's a cocktail I would drink. No.
It would not.
So that's Trolls. We make them cum vodka.
That was a cackle if ever I've done one.
Oh, goodness. Fucking me. Jesus Christ. Fucking send me into the sun. Have you got one, or do you want me to give you another one? We've probably got time for one more. You got one, or do you want me to give you one?
I've got nothing.
You got nothing. That's fine. You got nothing. That's cool. Have we done this one yet? I don't think we have.
Pepperami, but it's made out of dick.
Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. Why not? Christ. Jay's gone. Jade lost it. We're going to quickly do one more then. This one comes from Jason, that one guy _JM on Twitter. And he suggests Minions. I don't think we've done Minions yet.
Minions, but they're made out of dick.
Right, you can't just resort to dick every single time. We need to...
I don't know, you do it.
That's the easy... Yeah, right, shut up. What I get up to on a Tuesday night is my own fucking business, all right?
Why Tuesday?
I don't... It's the day we record this podcast, and quite frankly, I get quite frustrated because we talk about dick a lot. So, like, what more do you want from me?
That is fair. You
know what I mean? Oh, Christ. So Minions could be fun. Minions are small balls of hate, and I hate them, and I want them to die. So how can we ruin Minions? I know. Make them cum banana-flavoured vodka.
Oh my god, I got it.
What is it?
So you know how we were talking about Halo 3 at the start?
Yeah.
Okay. We remake Halo completely the same, except the flood is now Minions.
That's very good. You mind if I tweak this slightly? I want to make it slightly more accessible. Let's make Alien with minions. So, like, you know, Ridley's there. She's in the escape pod. She's got the cat. She's, like, doing all the shit. Ripley, sorry. Ridley from Ridley's Believe It or Not is there. No, sorry.
Not even the right ones.
Sorry, Ridley from Metroid.
No, hold on. We remake Alien, except instead of Ripley, it's Ridley Scott. But he's just like a famous film director. It's still Ridley Scott, but he's just in the movie and no one questions it except him.
See, I thought it was Ridley from Metroid, like the big space dragon, but that takes away a lot of the fear from Alien, I think. And then, you know, Ridley Scott is there. He's in the escape pod. He's got his cat. He's like, fuck this shit, I'm out. And then, you know, from the roof, just banana, and then fucking like, a minion tries to eat his face, which I think is exceptional. Let's make the children scared of minions, because honestly, I am, and I want all children to fear me. Fear the things I fear, rather.
Fear.
And me. Well, fuck it, the minions could fear me too. That'd be
just
great.
Just like a bunch of fucking, like a Vietnam allegory, but with minions.
Let's just insert minions. Like, okay, so the thing is about minions, if you've seen the Minions film, first of all, God rest your soul.
I have.
Don't. I watched it on a plane. It was the worst decision of my entire life. Yeah, it was a terrible idea. But it was all
such bad anime. You would have had like more fun.
It wasn't on the flight. Yeah, they didn't have any bad anime on the flight. I was very upset.
You went to Japan. They had no bad anime.
Not on the flight. No, you.
That's
buffoon.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I know it's shit. Anyway, the thing about minions is that like apparently they've existed in all of human history. So let's just start inserting them into pop culture. So you got like, you know, Saving Private Ryan. We're storming the beaches of Normandy. A fucking minion runs out and gets shot in the face and cut to pieces by machine gun fire. You've got like, I don't know, what are they? The Ten Commandments. You got a fucking, you know, a minion with the fucking tablets. This, like, let my people go, Pharaoh.
If we're gonna do the Saving Private Ryan one, we have to replace the person we have to replace in the D-Day scene is the guy who has his like guts blown out and he's screaming for his mum. But instead of that, it's a minion and he's
banana.
Yeah,
he's like banana, banana.
I don't know a lot about minions. I know they like to eat banana and are the worst.
Sounds like you.
Fuck, I don't like bananas.
I'm a penis.
Yeah, I didn't, because I'm not a fucking sexual degenerate, Jay.
Oh, fuck you, dude. You fucking... What brazen lie are you trying to peddle to our good listeners?
I'm not a sexual degenerate, Jay. I don't do terrible things like that. I'm turning my Grindr filters back on. Oh, wait, I forgot. I've lost my subscription to Grindr, and I'm not...
One of my first, like... I think my first memory of you, like, talking to me about your homosexual exploits...
was it the HIV scare or
what the you didn't tell me about that, what the fuck?
Can I tell you, I almost had I had a bit of a HIV scare.
No.
Oh, this is a funny story. I mean, it's not, it's terrifying, but it was it's funny in retrospect. Basically, I went to a guy's house and we did some stuff. You know, I'll keep the details between me and him. Hand job. And also put his cock in my mouth a little bit. Fucking Jesus. But then I found he hit me up a couple of days later and he added to his profile that he was HIV positive. I was like, oh fuck, you didn't tell me, you're a dick. So I then went to go get tested. It was a whole thing. I'm fine, I'm clean. Cool. But that was a whole thing.
Can you get it through oral?
Yes, it's hard, it's rare, but it can happen.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah, also
they cured a second patient.
Also, heads up. Oh, did they? Oh, sweet.
Yeah, in London.
Just quick heads up, by the way, if you're like a man that's having sex with other men, you need to get HIV tested every 6 months.
Yes.
That's the general consensus, so go do that. If you haven't had a HIV screening recently, go do it. I need to go do one. We'll do it together.
Guys, look after yourselves.
Yeah. Sorry, what was your joke before I went off?
Yours was like the fact that I think... I made a joke about like smoking, and you literally just turned around and went, "Yeah, don't suck a guy's cock after he's had a cigarette."
Oh yeah, don't suck a guy's. That was the same guy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Don't and suck- I was like, what? And he's like, I've done. I was like, what? Terrible. I know. I think I you know me. I forget gay people. That's my thing. I was like, why would you do that? And you were like, because I sucked a penis. I was like, oh yeah. That's what you do.
That's how I
do.
Go
in bin with a man. Yes.
Sometimes it. Retro throwback. Sometimes it really do be like that. Sometimes you're sucking a guy's dick, right, and then you kiss him after he has a cigarette, and then
I had another moment like that, like not realizing when you tweeted, not you tweeted, you put a Facebook post up about like going to get checked, and I was like, why are you getting checked? And then I was like, gay, or bi, even,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know,
like,
what you
fuck
mean.
Shit, idiot.
Owen puts dick in his mouth. Fuck.
Yeah. Owen takes and receives the cock.
Okay, we need to. On occasion. Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. It's a podcast where it's a gay enthusiast podcast, apparently.
Yay!
this is recompense for Jay forgetting that we existed for a while. We've got to do a whole gay themed episode.
Yeah, do it.
I hope you enjoyed that episode.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that episode. The Gooseberry Fool will be making an appearance every single week now to call Eleanor a cunt.
yes!
So there's that. No, we won't do that. That's rude.
No, please, I need it. You need to record me. You need to record yourself saying that to send it to me so I can play it for Eleanor.
It's on the podcast. I'll send you the clip in a bit.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for listening to our program. If you liked it, you can support us in a number of ways. You can go over to twitter.com and give us a cheeky follow over there. It's at TOTCcast and follow us. You can get all kinds of fun updates about the show, like when there's a new episode, and occasionally polls, such as does Ranger Rick have sexual energy? If yes, yes. If no, you're a fool. So go over there, follow us. It's a great time. If you don't like Twitter, you can use Facebook, which is just search for TOTCcast. It will get you there. We don't use it as often, but I'm trying to get better at the social media. I'm still not really good at it, but here we are. What else we got? We need to talk about the website. Yes, we have a website, TOTCcast.com. You can go over there for all of our links to all of our different shows, ways to listen to them, updates, all that good shit. You can find links to all our Twitters and stuff, and a master list of everything we've done so far. That's still in compilation, but Ismay Hutton, God bless her, has done a lot of work for us on that one. So thank you, Ismay, for being an absolute angel. We love you very much. Yeah, I mean, you can tell your friends as well. Tell your friends about the show. We don't advertise a show at all. I don't advertise it in any way. I just tell my friends, oh, by the way, I do a podcast, and I meet people and they say, so what do you do? And I'm like, I do a podcast. And they're like, oh really? I'll listen to it. Like, never do it in front of me, please, thank you.
I scream podcast. I do one as I come.
So Hannah's very aware that we do a podcast.
Hannah's very aware of the podcast.
Hannah is extremely aware of our podcast. Hannah, I'm sorry.
Hannah is sick of the podcast.
Why's Hannah sick of the podcast?
She's not sick of the podcast.
Okay, sick of you talking about it every time you nut. Yeah. You know, your flatmate probably, because you masturbate, I assume.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't advertise the show at all. So if you could tell your friends about us, you know, if you have friends that like podcasts and they're looking for something else, let them know that we exist, because that would really, really help us out, get our name out there. You can go and give us a review over on iTunes. It's, you know how to do reviews on iTunes. Yeah, I read all the reviews on iTunes. If you go give us a 5-star review, that really helps us rise through the algorithms and gets us noticed by Apple and stuff. So we'd really appreciate that. I think that's about everything for social. If you don't want to do that, you can go give us money. You can go to patreon.com/TOTCcast and give us a monthly donation to help us keep with the upkeep, pay for Jay's expensive habit of blackjack and hookers. You can give us a however big or small you want. Get access to all kinds of bonus content and other fun stuff that we do exclusively for patrons. And you can join our other esteemed patrons, Jelly and Sarah Meaden, who we love very much and continue to facilitate this fucking nonsense. I think no, two more. I always forget. I need to start writing this down.
Jelly's certainly responsible for the twink thing.
Hey, what?
That came up through a conversation we were having.
There you go, Jelly. Not only are you responsible for letting our podcast continue, but also because for the terrible direction this episode took, so you're welcome. If you don't want to do that and give us a one-time donation instead, you can go over to our Ko-fi page, which is ko-fi.com/thinkofthechildren, all one word, and give us a one-time donation. That really helps us out too. Or if you want to get something tangible and give us money, you can go over to our store. We have some merch. It's bit.ly/TOTC shop, I think. Again, there's a mug out there somewhere. Someone has bought a mug of our show and they haven't told me yet. Fucking tell us now, please. Jesus Christ. I would like to see it very much. I think that's everything. Unless, Jay, you got anything you want to plug real quick?
I write a fantasy series for some reason, on top of everything else I do. And not like creative wise, just life wise. It's got 4 chapters out, I think, at the moment. It's nearly at 50 views, which is a great source of excitement in my life. But go to me, listen, I'm pretty proud of how it's turning out. I've nearly finished another chapter, which hopefully will be out sometime this month. Unless I've just give up on life, which is pretty likely, but hopefully I'll actually finish it before I do that. So you'll have like a fucking eighth of what I had planned. But yeah, it's a bit.ly/wanderersrealm. We'll take you straight to the first chapter. That's basically it. Yeah. I'm really good at plugging my own shit because I have no confidence in it. So
yeah, same.
I just ramble for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, same. It's when people try to when I talk about the podcast to people, they're like, "Oh, so what do you do on it?" I'm like, "I honestly couldn't tell you. Like, I don't know a succinct way to talk about the things we do on this show every week." If you want to follow what I'm doing, I'm gonna start streaming a little bit more. I'm moving the day. It's probably gonna be Wednesday nights now. Because I forget Tuesday's reset day, so everywhere's lagging. I'll be streaming some Final Fantasy content and ting over there, so you can go ahead and do that. You can go over and find that at twitch.tv/digifox0. That's DIGIFOX and then the number 0. And I'm going to stream hopefully every Wednesday night, no promises. I think that's everything then. I think we're done here. Jay,
what's up?
We've got a new segment for the end.
Oh my god, yeah, we do.
Yeah. So now it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Our sponsor is Ray's Good Old Dick Holsters.
Has this ever happened to you?
Owen, come on, dude. Like, I come back from the office to the chalet that we live in outside of town, and fucking there's dicks everywhere.
There's dicks everywhere. I know. It's crazy.
Owen, Jay. I've given you the number for Ray's Good Old Dick Holsters, and yet you haven't taken it. They offer such great prices and great storage capacity for your stray dicks, and yet you have not taken me up on my suggestion.
You are very correct, Jay. Yes, let's go and do that. Go over to bit.ly/straightdickholster to get your new dick holster, to get your first dick holster free, to store away all the penises that are currently besetting your house, like the fucking plague of locusts raining down on Egypt.
Come on, dicks in the cereal, man.
I can't help. I'm sorry, Jay. I can't help these things. They get in the cereal. They get in the milk. There's some in the. There's some in the buttholes of many employees. They just get it up in there.
Fuck you.
So if you've got dick in your cereal, go to bit.ly/straightdickholster to get your free dick holster. My name has been Owen Piper.
Yeah, unless we get $30,000 from our sponsorship by Ray's Good Old Dick Holsters, I ain't saying my name.
Ray's Good Old Dick Holsters is going to go bankrupt within a week. You've been listening to Think of the Children. We got it in one. Thank you so much for listening.
Drink the wine. That's fine.
Hello, mortals, and welcome to Half Damage, a Curse of Strahd actual play podcast with a twist like no other. Listen if you dare, for only horror and pain lurk inside.
It seems to be growing lollipops for some reason.
I started to cry. I'm so happy.
No, that's not what can we roll this?
I have stared into the abyss, and the abyss has frosted tips.
That is clearly not what I want. I squeeze to G's, Jerry.
I'm hovering on the doorway of Flavortown.
Jerry, you cut this out right now, or I swear.
Where there was nothing there before now hangs a lifeless gray body that fixes its dead eyes upon you, or more accurately, fixes your dead eyes upon
no,
you.
No.
And that's more like it. Venture in if you think you have the stomach for it. Find Half Damage on all podcast apps or on iTunes under podcasts. I can't wait for you to enter my domain. Jerry, you're so...